Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. On the day after the general election, let's turn our attention to something else. The second weekend in November is coming up. That means it's time for the return of the Women in the Arts Festival in East Lansing. This is the 31st year of the festival with artists galore, lots of music. Friday night's headline show with Dar Williams is sold out, but there are plenty of other events at the festival for us to talk about. To learn more, we welcome an organizer of the Women in the Arts Festival, Abby Wattenberg. Welcome, Abby.
Good morning. Thank you.
Also with us here from the group Sometimes Why, Rachel Alexander. Good to have you with us, Rachel.
Thank you, Mark.
This is the 31st anniversary of the Women in the Arts Festival. How long have you been involved, Abby?
This is my fifth year serving on the organizing committee for the festival.
Have you had any contact involvement in the past, Rachel?
Yes, for about 30 of those
30
years.
Okay, yeah. That's a little bit of involvement. That definitely counts for something. The stated purpose of the festival is to provide a space for creative women to showcase their talents. And along with the music, there will be an artist's market with more than 50 booths. Am I right that the idea is not only to support artistic women, but local women in particular?
Absolutely. And I need to put in my plug for the artist market, as that's my role on the organizing committee.
Please do.
And really proud of the artist market that's grown over the last several years, and Rachel's nodding her head, but
yes.
It's going to be bigger and better this year.
Yeah.
We've instituted a new program called an Emerging Artists Program. So this is for women who create but haven't yet had the courage or opportunity to step out and show their work and see how it's received by others, whether or not it's going to become, you know, a hobby sort of thing or people are interested in their work. So there are lots of different ways that we're supporting these emerging artists so that they can come and show their work and see how it's received and see if it's something they want to step forward with in a different kind of way than a hobby.
Okay. Music is a big part of the festival as well. Your Friday night stage show with Dar Williams is sold out. But we should talk about Dar Williams as well, a familiar name for a lot of people, even though a lot of people may not have heard her music. Tell us about her.
I have to confess, I know her music, and I don't know a lot about Dar Williams. Do you, Abby?
She has been in Lansing several times and is a favorite of the 10-Pound Fiddle Folk Series, who is our co-producer.
Right.
As well as a favorite of the women's community here in Lansing.
Right.
She is doing a Mortal City tour, which is one of her well-known albums. And this is sort of an offshoot of this tour. It's a solo performance related to that tour.
The Dar Williams Show will open with a talk by MSU journalism instructor Amy Heimerl, author of the book Detroit Hustle, her memoir of rebuilding a rundown home in Detroit. We've talked with Amy here on Current State. Should be interesting to hear from her before Dar Williams sings.
Yes, and if I can add also, she's generously offered to do a workshop. Part of our Saturday, we just have so much going on, different ways that people can approach the arts. She's going to be holding a workshop called How a Book Gets Published, and that's at 10 o'clock at the festival. And she'll be spending an hour talking about everything folks want to know about how to get a book from manuscript to the bookstore.
Right.
We're talking with Amy Wattenberg, an organizer of the Women in the Arts Festival in East Lansing this weekend. Also, Rachel Alexander of the group Sometimes Why, playing at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Tell us about your group.
Well, actually, I'm not an actual member of Sometimes Why. Two of us. Sometimes Why is a trio, and there are two others of us who've been invited to join them for this show this weekend. We've joined them before for another show several months ago. The three women who are Sometimes Why have performed at the Women in the Arts Festival a number of times, but they've been on a 5-year hiatus until just a few months ago.
Getting the band back together.
That's exactly right. So we're very much looking forward to that.
Describe the sound, though.
Oh.
What will people hear?
Folk rock, a little bit of jazz, singer-songwriter stuff. Most of what we'll be doing is originals rather than covers of other people's music.
And the name. Sometimes why.
You know what?
Its origin.
I have been told the story, and I cannot...
Cannot divulge? Cannot,
no, it's that I cannot recall it.
Oh.
I would imagine that those who come on Saturday can get the insider scoop on that.
Yes.
I immediately went to XX and XY, you know, the chromosomal breakdown.
You know what? I think that may not be it, but...
But it may. Who knows?
That may not be it. Another of your music artists this year, Michaela Ann, she was a Live Music Friday guest with us last year here on Current State. Let's hear a little bit of her music. Michaela Ann singing Lift Me Up.
So lift me up so I can ramble on in my pace. Lift me up so I can say the words I gotta say. Oh, lift me up so I can sing from the top of my
Michaela Ann heard there on Current State some time ago. She performs Saturday at 4 p.m. Other music acts appearing on Saturday, Sometimes Why, the Sistrum Lansing Women's Chorus, and Pink Sunrise Project. What can you tell us about them?
I can tell you about Sistrum. I was the founding director of Sistrum and directed the chorus for its first 15 years. Starting in 1986.
It is a vocally driven women's chorus,
women's community chorus, feminist, with a feminist and social change thrust.
Message.
Uh-huh.
How many members?
At this point, maybe about 50, I'm thinking. I'm not sure. I haven't been the director for the last 15 years. They've just hired a new director, their third director. I did 15 and a half years. The next director did 15, and now she's in her first season.
That's a lot of voices.
It is.
50, that's a big sound.
Yeah. And the other thing that happened, another wonderful thing that happens at the festival is, and has for many, since well before I stopped being the director of Sistrum, is that Sistrum does what is called the Sistrum Cafe and cooks and bakes wonderful food, which is available for purchase all weekend long as a fundraiser for Sistrum. A lot of folks come and have their Friday dinner there and their lunch, Saturday lunch there.
Before we go any further, let's clarify where this is. Where does all this happen?
This happens at the Edgewood United Church, which is on Hagedorn in East Lansing.
Okay. Hagedorn and Beach.
Okay, very good. There's also a film on Saturday. She's Beautiful When She's Angry. We'll scream.
There might be some of that,
too. We'll screen at 11 a.m. What can either of you tell us about this movie?
I am looking forward to seeing it. I haven't seen it yet.
With
I
a know... title like that, oh, you have to
yes.
be, right?
It's a documentary spoken of in our community, and we hope that people will come and learn a little bit about.
Is it about domestic violence? Am I remembering?
No, it's about the birth of the women's liberation movement in the late 60s and what it's turned into today.
Great.
And provocative, humorous. Mm-hmm. It should be a really good show. And if people can't make it, Goldenrod Music, which is a local.
Music distributor.
They have it for sale as well. So if you can't make it and would like to view it.
And Goldenrod will have a booth, good-sized booth there with much stuff to buy.
So much going on. Over 50 booths altogether.
Closer to 60, but
okay.
And, you don't want to scare people away.
And the Edgewood United Church is the epicenter of all of this.
Yes. Okay. Lots going on.
We want to thank both of our guests who have been talking about the 31st Annual Women in the Arts Festival, Friday and Saturday, Edgewood United Church on North Hagedorn Road in East Lansing. Doors open Friday at 5, Saturday at 10 a.m. And thanks to our guests, organizer Abby Wattenberg, and from the group Sometimes Why, Rachel Alexander. Thank you and good luck this weekend.
Thank you
and
so much, Mark.
And have fun. Have fun while you're at it.